What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let me give you a little timeline about this whole vote rigging story that's been going along. Remember back in October of last year when Donald Trump said he was concerned that there might be election fraud going on, and then President Barack Obama got on TV and said, it is impossible to rig the U.S. elections. It's too spread out. It's too protected. It's everybody's watching, which all, of course, is a complete lie. Go over to blackboxvoting.org. And you can see how much fraud there is, or see that wonderful HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, which shows how much election fraud is going on in this country, and including some of the ways that it's being done. And it focuses on Bev Harris, who's just done this amazing, amazing job calling attention to this problem. But last October, the president said it's impossible to rig the U.S. elections. And of course, we got into November after the election was over, and Jill Stein is out there, we demand a recount because the election was rigged. And then the recount falls apart, and we get into December, and Hillary Clinton's out there saying, Russia rigged the election, Russia rigged the election, Russia rigged the election. Then Donald Trump gets into the White House, and he starts talking about having an investigation into election fraud in the whole system, and we get the NAACP out there saying, don't you dare investigate if the election was rigged. You're being racist to suggest that blacks and everything were involved in crooked elections. So you can see what's going on. Yes, our elections are fraudulent. And yes, we know who's really doing it. And it is not Russia. All the election rigging we have discovered so far favored Hillary Clinton, which undermines the very idea that Russia was somehow tampering with the election to favor Donald Trump, doesn't it? Little common sense here, people. There is evidence of election fraud all over this country. None of it traces back to Russia. Now then, let's turn over to the war zones. Emphasis on the plural. Things are getting really interesting. The Syrian army has now liberated the city of Palmyra, aided by the Russian Air Force. And it's a huge, huge victory. Palmyra was a key point for the for control of northern Syria, and now it's back in Syrian hands. And amazingly enough, the Kurds in northern Syria are now ceding some of the territory they're occupying to Assad to create a security buffer zone. And this is why the U.S. government is desperate to get boots on the ground, because this thing is almost over and will represent the biggest U.S. military defeat since Vietnam. And that's why they're out there saying, the Russians are bombing the good guys. We've got to get in there. We've got to save them. And nobody's listening to them, because we've heard it all before. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Assad has sarin gas. How many times do you have to be lied to before you understand we live under a government that controls us all with lies, fraud, and deception, aided and abetted by the corporate media? That's the reality. Might as well get used to it. Now, apparently there were some explosions in Serbia, and immediately NATO steps on in and says, oh, we're really sorry about the explosions in your country that killed at least one person. Why don't you come on and join NATO now? That would be very helpful. We'll take care of you and protect you. NATO is the growing imperialist aggressor, and primarily on behalf of the United States of America. Now, over in Ukraine, as you know, there is this blockade that's going on regarding coal coming from Donbass into Ukraine. It's turned violent. Now evidence is beginning to surface, according to this article over in shtfplan.com, that apparently a George Soros-backed group is behind organizing this blockade and exposing the possibility that Soros wants to grab all those natural resources and minerals in Ukraine, take them over. Soros is proving to be a supervillain on the scale of the worst you ever saw in the James Bond movies. Makes Blofeld look like a choir boy in comparison here. Now, apparently there is talk about boots on the ground in North Korea. use of military force. They want to get on in there and put a pro-U.S. government in there, because now that China is refusing to buy coal from North Korea, North Korea is in serious economic shape. They could collapse very quickly, and then the people of North Korea would choose a new government for themselves, and that just must not be allowed to happen. By golly, we'll give them a government we like, because that's what we've been doing. Now, up in Canada, somebody did a survey, and they discovered some rather interesting numbers that Trudeau is not going to be very happy about. 80% of Canadians back the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. They see it as reasonable. We're going to take a short break to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about this poll that just came out in Canada. 80% of Canadians back the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement. And more than half of Canadians oppose the Parliament's condemnation of the BDS campaign. And two-thirds would support Canadian government sanctions on Israel. Of course, Justin Trudeau doesn't care what the Canadians think. He knows who his real boss is. Just like American politicians know who the real boss is. And apparently House and Senate Republicans are introducing legislation that is going to cut off U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority under certain conditions. And one of the conditions is the Palestinian Authority paying funds to surviving family members of people who are declared to be terrorists by Israel and executed. And, of course, the issue here is they're willing to go on Israel's say-so that this person who got gunned down in the street by the Israeli forces was a terrorist. And how dare you care for their family? Amazing. All right, let's talk about the media war, which I think future history books are going to really spend a lot of time on this. The war between the paid professional liars and the American people who want the truth. Story coming out of shtfplan.com. Again, the mainstream are circling the wagons. They're coming for all of us. This is an orchestrated attack against truth. And yes, it is. Because as I mentioned many times before, corporate media makes the money that they make not to tell you the truth, not to tell you the facts you need to know to make good decisions. They are paid the huge sums of money. They are paid to be very convincing liars, to sell you things. And I don't mean just the commercial selling you cars and fast food and this year's fashion, selling you a new policy, selling you a new tax, selling you a new candidate. And they failed miserably last year selling you Hillary Clinton. And that was a major watershed moment. And they can't change their business model. They start telling the truth, the big paychecks go away. So all they can do is follow that old slogan, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. I think probably the nadir is the New York Slimes that literally came out with an op-ed saying that the internet threatens democracy. Now, from their point of view, democracy is this carefully crafted illusion of democracy shielding an oligarchy, a fascist economic dictatorship, from we the American people. That's what they mean by democracy. They don't mean a real democracy. They're talking about democracy, the brand, on the current system. And now they're declaring that the internet is a threat to democracy. No, it's a threat to the established order. It's a threat to the corruption. It's a threat to the corporate media's lock on the minds of America. And so they're out there leading the charge. They want the internet to go away. They want it to be controlled and basically turned into nothing but broadcast media's channels into your computers. I'm expecting at some point in the very near future that creators of websites are going to be required to apply for a license subject to government approval, just like, you know, you get an FCC license to operate a transmitter. So let's go over to the economic news. There's been an upsurge in the bond market, And analysts are looking at it and saying that this might signal the end of this amazing stock market rally. Now, we know the rally is an artificial construct. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is way, way, way up there, but the earnings reports of all the companies that are in that little basket from which the Dow Jones calculates their industrial average, the earnings reports are poor. The orders for goods from those companies are down. There is a very obvious disconnect between the actual earnings and worth of those stocks and the prices of them. It's obviously being manipulated. And they can't keep doing that forever, although they have certainly been doing it for year after year after year after year. Now, there's been another leak out of the White House again. And according to this leak, Donald Trump is proposing to ignore World Trade Organization rules that violate U.S. sovereignty. Now, I think this would be a really good idea because the World Trade Organization is part of that globalist New World Order infrastructure to try and level the economies out between all the countries so that there isn't a panic rushing for the border when the borders come down. Remember, before the New World Order can make international borders go away, which is their dream, everybody has to be driven down to the same level of poverty as everybody else to keep them exactly where they are when the borders come down. And that's a big part of what the World Trade Organization's been doing. So if Trump is thinking about doing this, I'm fully on board. I'm fully on board. And of course, the World Trade Organization will say, we're going to sanction you, we're going to do this, but they've overplayed the sanctions. And they're really not working. Anytime somebody says, I sanction you, the sanctioned country says, all right, I'm not going to do business with you anymore. And there's plenty of other countries around the world that will do business with us. You sanction us, we'll work to become more self-sufficient internally. Which is a threat to the globalists. The globalists wanted a planet Earth where all the food production was over here, and all the textile work was over here, and all the machine tools were being made here, and all the computers and electronics being made here, in order to keep us dependent on the rest of the world for our standard of living. And that's a big part of what the World Trade Organization enforces, the partitioning of commerce into regions, where this is the breadbasket of planet Earth. These are the people making the cars for planet Earth. And all the sanctions are doing is leading to countries like Russia saying, we're going to do it all inside our own borders for ourselves. And it's working for them. Now, despite Donald Trump's inspirational speech the other day, the economic realities are not good. We're coming up on a big fight over the debt ceiling. Congress is saying they're not going to raise the debt ceiling. And if they refuse to raise the debt ceiling, then Donald Trump is going to have absolutely no money to work with for his infrastructure projects and various other things that he wants to do to bring the jobs back to the American people. Because Congress isn't thinking about what's good for you. Congress is thinking about what's good for the Congress. Now, if there is a deadlock there, even in a GOP-controlled House, there are a couple of different things that Trump can do. Trump, as the President of the United States, has the authority to order the Treasury Department to issue a new currency. Lincoln did it. John F. Kennedy did it. It may have been one of the major motives for their eventual assassinations, and I'm sure that Trump's people are well aware of that. But Trump could simply say, all right, if you're not going to let us borrow any more money from the Federal Reserve, we'll just go back to that old-fashioned model of making our own money. That would be the best thing that he could do. Second thing he could do is to take government control of the private central bank, the Federal Reserve, the way Putin did in Russia. That worked out very well for the Russian people. If Congress provokes an economic crisis, there are all those accumulated FEMA orders other presidents, past presidents, have signed into existence that can be activated immediately when the current president declares there's a national emergency and an economic crash is on the list of events that allowed Donald Trump to invoke those orders, where he can do what he thinks is best for the nation and the economy, and Congress gets to basically go home and sit there wondering what the heck happened, trying to find somebody else to take the blame for mistakes that they've been making. But there is going to be a crisis coming up here later this month where the current debt ceiling is going to be hit. And again, all of this is because 100 years ago, a corrupt Congress and an equally corrupt president sold us all into the slavery of the exact same form of banking we fought the American Revolution to break free of. Everyone's always talking about, oh, slavery's bad. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Got a newsflash for you guys. You are all slaves. You, each and every one of you, is a slave to the Federal Reserve. That's what it's set up to do. Enslave you with a debt, a sense of a debt obligation. Over in Italy, they're starting to strain against the leash in Brussels. And former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is saying Italy needs to bring back the lira and put it into circulation alongside the euro. They're not going to drop the euro yet, but people are looking at the euro and saying its days may be numbered. Let's have a safety net. Let's have a second currency in there. And there's no law anywhere that says you cannot have multiple forms of legal tender, multiple forms of mediums of exchange. Just like in this country today, we have cash currency and we have virtual currency. I think it's a good idea. I think all the European countries ought to start getting ready for the collapse of the euro. Now, we've been talking about the pensions crisis in the United States, and it is spreading all over. CalPERS is cutting pension benefits by 63% for workers in the East San Gabriel, California area, which is very close to where I used to live when I was a kid. And they're basically saying their former municipal employer failed to pay their pension dues. So while it might be nice to blame the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud for this one, no, in this case, it was government failing to do their job and honor their obligations. And we'll just stick those poor old retirees with the problem. You know, they can't fight back against us. What are they going to do, hit us with their walkers? But the reality is pension funds are going broke all across the nation. More bad news from the world of retail, because none of us have the money to go on down and buy what they're selling. Abercrombie & Fitch is going to close another 60 stores. Sales are continuing to slide. H.H. Gregg is going to close 88 stores in an attempt to stay afloat. A lot of these large clothing retailers were selling on the basis of fashion, having to have this year's colors, having to have this year's look. Well, that's something that can be sustained when people are able to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries. Now we're basically buying clothes that look like they're going to last as long as possible and wearing them until they start to fall off of us. And that, of course, is a death blow to these companies that could look forward to you buying endlessly new clothes to look trendy and fashionable and show off to your friends and neighbors. Another aspect is that we live in a society where the ostentatious display of wealth is becoming a negative. People are pulling back. I think that's a very, very good thing as well. 19 retailers on the brink. Sears, J.Crew, Claire's, Rue 21, Payless, Nine West, Gymboree, Not Your Daughter Jeans, True Religion, Indra Holdings Corporation, Bon-Ton Department Stores, 267 stores there. Tom Shoes, David's Bridal, Tops, Velocity, Fairway, 99-cent only stores, Charming Charlie, and Evergreen Savers. Total, 13,000 stores are about to close. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And more bad news for Obamacare. Apparently, one of the largest long-term care insurers is about to shut down and liquidate, and this is a $4.6 billion insurer. It's the biggest Obamacare failure ever, and apparently Penn Treaty Network of America Insurance basically has been, for all intents and purposes, running a pyramid scheme. And there's been 8 years of legal battles between the state regulators, investors, and policyholders. And finally, Pennsylvania Court Judge Hannah Levitt signed off on a plan to liquidate Penn Treaty Network American Insurance and its affiliate, American Network Insurance, the largest set health insurance liquidation in history. And this will leave insolvent insurers, their owners, and customers to pick up the cost for more than 70% of the up to $4.6 billion in projected long-term care claims expected for 76,000 aging Penn Treaty customers nationwide. Clearly, the current system is dysfunctional. It's very profitable. And in the end, that's all that matters. We're making money. That's all we need to worry about here. We don't care. University of California, as if they have not had enough bad news lately from some of the rioting and crime going on, at their San Francisco campus, 79 IT employees just got handed their pink slips this week. Many of them were forced to explain their jobs to H-1B visa replacements from an Indian outsourcing firm. I would like to see Donald Trump wade into that particular issue as well. Talking about immigration and globalism here, over in Hungary, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has announced that his nation will build a second barrier between Hungary and Serbia to keep out the migrants, saying ethnic homogeneity is vital to the economy. Because they're looking at what all these other European Union nations are dealing with this blended population of the indigenous people of those nations, with this influx of the refugees and all the problems it's causing. And it is economically harmful. Now, Germany, according to a document that's floating around over there, it's a working paper, they're talking about accelerating the deportations from the EU. And basically, they're asking for the European Union to relax some of these declared human right provisions so that asylum seekers who fail to be declared as true refugees can be sent home quickly. And one of the big scandals that is not being covered is the fact that the vast majority of these refugees pouring into Europe do not actually meet the legal definition of a refugee. They're going there because they think they're going to have better jobs or there's going to be all kinds of free stuff. And it's a huge, huge drain. Over in Sweden, which we are assured by the corporate media is perfectly safe and everybody gets along just fine, and the native Swedes and the refugees are swapping wet, sloppy kisses, well, apparently got a little bit out of control. A 34-year-old Somalian migrant has been arrested for literally raping a Swedish woman to death. And apparently he was still having at her corpse when the police showed up to get him. But of course, if you post a picture of that in France, you will go to jail. You're not allowed to do that sort of thing here. Apparently over in Germany, another refugee shelter had a bit of a kerfuffle. Migrants armed with iron bars and knives were attacking the security workers. The security workers are supposed to be there to protect them. And the migrants apparently just went on a rampage against them. Now, one of the things Donald Trump was talking about in his speech was immigration reform, and he brought up the idea of a merit-based immigration system, and everybody's acting so shocked. Oh, that's discriminatory. Yeah, it is, and it's the way immigration has been handled for most of the nation's history. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about immigration. We're talking specifically about President Trump calling for merit-based immigration reform. And, of course, the liberals just went ballistic on that, screaming it's discriminatory. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. And that's how immigration has been handled in this country, all the way back to even before it was a country. Every nation has a right to control their borders to decide who does and does not come on into the country. Even during the heyday of mass European migration to the United States, Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty, give us your tired, your hungry, your poor, teeming masses yearning to breathe free. They still had to go through Ellis Island. They had to be checked out. They had to be make sure there were no communicable diseases. If they were, they were put into quarantine. Those with criminal records were sent back home. Those who had no marketable skills were sent back home. It's the way it has always worked. It's only ever since this globalist New World Order nonsense really started getting traction that they're trying to convince everybody that borders should be totally open. And you should welcome disease-bearing, welfare-seeking MS-13 gang members into your hearts and homes. There should be a merit-based immigration system. Those who are going to be a benefit to our society, welcome. Those who are going to cause problems, we can just as soon do without. Now, apparently up in Connecticut, their governor, Daniel Malloy, has told local police they do not have to abide by federal requests to detain undocumented immigrants. He's basically implying Connecticut is now a sanctuary state. And again, this puts the good governor in violation of Title 8, harboring illegal immigrants. And even if he's not personally profiting from the illegal immigrants, he is still could be sent to prison for 5 years for each individual count. So, 5 years times the number of illegal immigrants being protected inside Connecticut, that's a very long jail sentence. We can solve the immigration problem. Let's just enforce the already existing laws. Now, down in Alabama, they've got a somewhat different approach. They're deporting illegals. They're arresting them at work and at home. There was a dreamer who was at a rally expressing her fear that she was going to be taken away, and she was. They got her coming on out of the building. Good for the people of Alabama here. Now then, using PolitiFact's own numbers, we can declare the claim that illegal immigrants are a benefit to our economy to be more fake news. Because using PolitiFact's own numbers, illegal immigrants cost the U.S. taxpayers $66 billion every single year. And as Donald Trump pointed out in his speech, when we allow illegal immigrants into the country and they obtain jobs, it means that one of the legal American citizens who's been out of work for months and years will not have that job. We have more than 90 million Americans. And I was very glad to see Trump use that number and not go along with this nonsense 5% unemployment rate we keep getting. We have 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months or years. And until every single American who wants a job has a job, we shouldn't be allowing anybody else to come into this country, into the job market. It's just common sense. But from the point of view of the Democrats, each new illegal immigrant is a potential Democratic voter. And again, Ohio confirmed. Illegals were registered to vote and did vote in this last election. The Hillary Clinton campaign was literally selling out the country to illegals trying to win the election. Now, contrary to Obama saying, you didn't do that, which is one of the more ridiculous things he said, the United States of America, even in the current infrastructure shambles that it is in, is the product of generation after generation of Americans who build, who put down roads, who lay pipes, who construct bridges. And each generation of Americans do all that work with the intention of leaving America a better place to bequeath to the next generation of Americans. This nation is the common heritage of every American who's ever lived here. And I include in that those who are legally allowed to come in here and be citizens or residents. Hillary Clinton's campaign wanted to barter our nation to the illegal immigrants in exchange for their votes. And it was never hers to give in the first place. Now, over in the European Union, as more and more indications of imminent collapse are heard, and Juncker is out there saying, I'm going to make a federal dictatorship to silence all you people, apparently EU leaders are now going to the Pope to try and find ways to revive the struggling bloc. They want the Pope to step on in and say, render unto Brussels that which is Brussels, or go straight to the dark regions. And by the way, your son is really cute. I'll bet he would love a personal tour of the Papal Palace. And by the way, if you hadn't picked up on it, religion is another system of controlling you. Always has been. That part about Romans 13 was added by the Romans following the Council of Nicaea. Now, over in Great Britain, Prime Minister Theresa May is basically saying she is sticking to the timetable. Article 50 is going to be triggered later this month. And she's defying this growing pushback by the Ramoners that there's going to be a rebellion against her over the issue of rights for EU citizens living in Great Britain. Now, as far as I can tell, that's actually a minor technicality, but they're seizing on anything they can do to try and delay and delay and delay and delay. Now, the EU itself is not helping matters very much because apparently one of the EU's latest demands to allow Britain to leave is EU access to 60% of British fishing waters after the Brexit. In other words, they're trying to go for Brexit light. Yes, you can say that you're not part of the European Union, but you still have to have the open borders and the EU gets access to your resources. But you can call yourself independent, really. That makes you feel better. UKIP member of the European Parliament, Gerald Batten, is railing against Jean-Claude Juncker and his declared objective of creating a federated nation out of the European Union, saying it's just making things worse. And he's absolutely right, because the people of the European Union, first of all, they don't like being in the European Union. They don't like the hideous debt that yet another private central bank layered above them have imposed on them. The countries that have good economies are tired of being looted and plundered to pay the debts of countries that fell victim to banker manipulation, like Greece. And the people of Europe remember that the European Union was originally sold to them as nothing more than a free trade, free travel, common currency bloc. That was it. That was all it was supposed to be. And they have watched as Brussels has metastasized into this gigantic tyrannical tumor over their lives. Much as the United States was founded as a confederation of separate nation states, the states, only to see Washington, D.C. grow into this monstrous tyrannical tumor. But the EU can take heart that they managed to do in only a few years what the United States took 200 years to bring about. Now, a former Marine who was over at the VA saw an absolutely deplorable situation. Things are not better for our veterans over at the VA. And he basically posted some of the pictures he took on Facebook. And apparently it triggered huge pushback. Thousands of people are expressing outrage. And the head of the medical center said, well, we've removed an employee from patient care. So problem solved, everybody go away. We all know that the problem isn't solved. We've been hearing about the absolutely deplorable treatment of our veterans by the VA. Goes all the way back to George W. Bush when they started this insane campaign of endless wars across the globe. And I remember Rumsfeld actually coming on out and saying they were just thrown by how many of the soldiers were surviving their battlefield injuries. They hadn't budgeted enough money for these many crippled and wounded veterans to be cared for. And I think probably most veterans who are having to deal with the VA are thinking that They put on the uniform. They took the oath. They did as they were ordered to do. And now that they're wounded and can't fight anymore, the government has just abandoned them. We've been hearing all these stories about how the VA is fudging its records to make it look like veterans are getting timely medical care. But the reality is they're just being put out there and left to die. Long, horrible, lingering deaths. It is a shame. It's a national disgrace. Regardless of whether you agree with these wars or not, and I most assuredly do not, we as a nation do owe a debt of honor to all those who put on that uniform and take that oath and obey their orders, thinking that they're serving their country. And the fact that they were lied to and used only makes it obvious they're just as much victims as anybody else in these wars. We owe them the proper and appropriate care for their injuries. And apparently the government just isn't all that interested in doing that. They're going through the motions. They're spending their budget on artwork, going to conferences. And the ordinary veterans are just being marginalized. And again, you're not going to see much of this on the corporate media either. Now, do you remember back during the Obama administration and they talked about the integration of the military, that women could serve right alongside the men? And there were some concerns expressed. Certainly in the non-mechanized military, the average woman is weaker than the average male and can carry less equipment. And there were also concerns expressed about moving women along too quickly for the sake of politics, such as the first female F-14 pilot who ramp-struck her aircraft and killed her Rio. And now it turns out the Navy has a problem with co-ed crews on their ships on long cruises. The women are getting pregnant. Apparently 16 out of 100 Navy women are reassigned from ships to shore duty due to pregnancy. This was data obtained in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the Daily Caller News Foundation's investigative group. Now, that's last year, 16 out of 100. That number is up 2% from 2015. And, of course, this means that all the training for shipboard duty is wasted if they're reassigned to the shore. It's causing problems for the manpower. Combat readiness. It takes a long time to train a crew for one of those ships. I know I have a family member who went through Navy training. He's a qualified weapons officer. Took her a long time to get that. And it didn't work out because the liberals like to fantasize about this ideal world and then pass laws and rules to try and bring it about. And then reality leaps up on them and it backfires and all they can do is try and blame somebody else. And again, it goes back to the fundamental flaw in the liberal political philosophy that everybody is born with a totally blank mind and everything that we think, feel, know, believe is the result of our environment. And that is the justification for the liberal agenda of controlling absolutely every aspect of our lives in order to re-engineer our minds. It has never worked. It is a horrendous failure because it's based on an intellectual fraud coming of age in Samoa by Margaret Mead. And it's been exposed as a hoax, but the liberals still cling to it. They lionize Margaret Mead. They don't want to admit that the very foundation of their entire philosophy is fraudulent. It's easier convincing Scientologists they're wrong than to convince a liberal. That's why I'm starting to call them the Church of Liberalology. Oh, boy. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a few phone calls. Apparently, over in Baltimore, boy, this is like right out of the 1930s gangster era. Seven police officers have been arrested for racketeering, stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and drugs, and then lying to cover up their tracks. Of course you're going to cover up your tracks. But apparently they were stealing money, property, and narcotics. They were stopping pedestrians in traffic, entering private property, by pretending to have warrants or writing false affidavits to get warrants and then seizing property. Not all of it, in fact, hardly any of it, was officially declared to be civil forfeiture. They just put it in their pockets. All right, let's see. Oh, do you know when you go to McDonald's and they went upscale and they got nice interiors and all the workers have got those uniforms? Do you know where those McDonald's workers' uniforms come from? They're made in U.S. slave labor camps, prison industries. That's where they're being made. And then McDonald's screams they can't afford to minimum wage for their workers. Greed is definitely not good. Not good at all. All righty, moving on down here. Over in Detroit, if you live in Detroit, you're under a boil water alert until at least tomorrow. They've had another problem with their water system there. We're going to take another break for commercials. When we come on back, we've got more news to talk about. And here we go.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. away, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, this is a really bizarre story, and of course, it's from California, because you know they're going crazy out there. Maybe it's all the fracking fluid in the drinking water or something. Apparently, there's this 22-year-old guy named Vinny O, who has spent $50,000 on over 100 procedures to transform himself into a genderless person. And I look at a photo of the guy. He does look like he's from another world. He's had over 110 procedures to transform into a genderless being. And we're going to have to build another darn restroom out there. And we get the male and the female and the trans and the no gender and the space alien and the Loch Ness Monster. It's ridiculous. All right, let's take a phone call. Joseph in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Over here, you know, the state of California, I think, is going through some very odd times in comparison to the rest of the country. You know, California...
Hello? Are you there? Okay, I think we just lost him. Yeah, we just lost him. Okay. Now, let's get on to human-caused global warming. As we mentioned yesterday, there was actually a blizzard warning up on the tops of the two main volcanoes on the Big Island, Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea. And we even posted a link to cameras at the observatory on Mauna Kea, and it was pretty intense up there. It's snowing in paradise. And they got about 8-10 inches of snow up there. And the National Weather Service actually issued a blizzard warning saying, if you're traveling up to the top of those mountains, have a winter survival kit with you. Those are a little hard to come by here in Hawaii, but good advice nonetheless. My advice would be, don't go up there unless you have to. Although there is a nice ski run up there. That's kind of the cool thing. You could ski in the morning and be surfing in the afternoon. Come to Hawaii. Our beaches are supposed to be black. And apparently they're looking at more snow coming into Vancouver. They're now saying colder than usual January and February up there. Over in Europe, the snow is very good on the resorts. The French Alps are looking good. They got significant snowfall, which is going to be continuing through the weekend. And as a matter of fact, on the Alps and the Dolomites, they got 50 centimeters of fresh snow up there, and that's good for the ski resorts there. Remember way back in March of 2000, the banner headlines, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Wrong. They had record snows blanketing Iceland. The Weather Channel is claiming spring is going to be arriving early, and then we get a hard freeze on the southeastern United States. The polar vortex is coming back in. We're not out of this one yet. We'll be right back after station identification.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.